This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Countless people thank me for the work I'm doing. Countless people say, Alex, you're so great. You're so wonderful. I want to tell you something, listeners and viewers. You're wonderful. You're amazing. You're the reason we're here. And that isn't just hype. You are. But also, a lot of people don't understand. We're getting to fight the globalists and see victory against collectivism, communism, crony capitalism in our lifetime. When there were people for decades and decades and decades and decades who fought the New World Order agenda and were demonized and who were audited and who were imprisoned and who were lied about and who were attacked. So let me tell you something. I'm not a fair weather friend. I'm not a sunshine patriot, but we're fighting the globalists during the sunshine period. There have been a lot of winter soldiers that have gone through a lot fighting the corruption of different empires, of different religious systems, of different anti-human combinations we've seen. So, here we are, 240 plus years after the birth of the rebellion to create this republic, and the idea of empowering humans that took us so far, that a nation that was only 5% of the world's population would have half the wealth in 1955, is a testament to the idea of turning human ingenuity and the human spirit loose. So, yes, we've got the classical control freaks. We've got the Jacobins. We've got the French Revolution types. We've got the communists. We've got the Luciferians. We've got the Crowleyites. We've got every form of control freak out there that wants to run society and who thought they were running society, totally panicked because right as they try to institute their draconian systems, they find out that there is a sleeping giant that's now awake and aware of what they're doing. So on this July 4th and all the special broadcasts we have coming up today, I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the viewers. And I want you to understand that when you're thanking me, you're looking into a mirror because your hopes, your desires, your dreams, your will, your goodness that you see reflected in me is only a reflection of what you believe and what you stand for. We're all in this together. And the InfoWars crew and the people that make it possible behind the scenes, they are integral to everything we do. So I'm thankful for them as well. We face a lot of big obstacles, and there's a lot of evil in this world. There's a lot of weak people, too, that will follow after anything if they believe it gives them personal power. But because the sleeping giant has begun to awaken, we have the jump on history. We're on the right side of history, and that's a really magical thing to be involved in. So I just wanted to spend some time here on the 4th of July, 2018, to tell you at my intellectual and gut level, spiritual level, at every level, we can see this as a demarcation line of when the globalists are launching their attack, but when we're launching our counterstrike. Just as Newtonian physics shows, every action has an opposite and equal reaction. So as evil rises, good is rising to oppose it and dominate it and defeat it. And so that's why, again, I'm extremely honored. And I mean that. It's not like, oh, you're great. Oh, you're involved. Oh, you're awake. You're the people the globalists hate. You're the people that keep George Soros up at night. You're the people that tell the truth at church and at work and everywhere else and get ridiculed by the followers. You are the leaders. And you're not trying to lead something so you can be in Hollywood or walk some stupid red carpet. You're trying to lead something for humanity because you have that spark of human ingenuity, that spark of Promethean fire that God has given us. And that's why they fear you and that's why they hate you. But despite all their fluoride and all their GMO and all their vaccines and all their suppression, humanity is coming through yet again. So to all the patriots, all the liberty lovers, all the people that want human freedom and real free will and destiny, this 4th of July is for you, as for everybody that came before us that sacrificed so hard in times where they didn't even have a chance of winning. But they still fought because it was the right thing. We have more than a chance of winning. We're going to win if we take action. So we really are blessed. All right, let's go to the live global transmission and some of the retransmission we have for 4th of July. Please stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's 89-year-old daddy died. I say, who cares? That was a pretty bad dude. We've got stories up on InfoWars.com. Cop hospitalized from opioid-laced flyer placed on sheriff's vehicles. Law enforcement appears to be the target, but it's the bizarre message in it that makes me question exactly what's going on. So that's coming up in a moment. We've got a lot more to get to today. You've got Trump having huge victories with every candidate that was even behind that he plugs and endorses winning, but you've got a phenomenon of hardcore communists beating establishment party Democrats and winning primaries, like in the case of New York. So that's all coming up. Now, that said, law enforcement and patriots in FBI manuals, decades ago, published internal books on recognizing pedophile gang signs. And so when Podesta got caught in the emails with the Aleister Crowley stuff and kids in hot tubs being delivered to the farmhouse for their pleasure and, you know, how good's this cheese pizza? How good's the sauce? How good are the nuts? How brown are the nuts? I mean, it's all what color are the kids, all that. It's the known codes. And they had a big problem when the spirit cooking came out and everything during the end of the campaign in early November. They had a big problem when it came out in WikiLeaks and then Wiener and Epstein, the little Alita Express and all of it. They had a big problem. And those documents are public. Federal Bureau of Investigation, Intelligence Bulletin, the symbols used by the pedophiles, which we know is a giant underground currency. Drugs are an underground currency, jewels, art, but sex trafficking of women and children is the big one. So, what were they going to do? Well, they then got the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN to all focus on a pizza place that didn't have a basement and there wasn't evidence of what ended up getting said. But I remember seeing it going, this is weird. It's all mainstream news pointing at this. I said, I think this is a distraction. And everybody got mad at me for that or whatever. And we still covered what people were saying about it. And people said, oh, he backed off Pizzagate. No. Pizzagate, in the government documents and in the WikiLeaks and in New York and other areas and Epstein and all of this stuff, that's all come out. That's real. That they use pizza and Italian food terms as code words. That's in federal documents. Your TV viewer, I just showed them to you. But I've since talked to victims, and I've talked to law enforcement, and I've talked to people that have been involved on the periphery with the individuals and that know about it. And I'm going to leave it at that. It's been turned over to law enforcement. That explained it to me. And they said, you're going to see some busts coming up soon. And I was shown some of the things. I didn't go on air with them, but we're talking major newspapers saying, don't pull anything up. I'm not ready to do this. Oh, look at this school health teacher, you know, that teaches the seventh graders that, you know, it's okay to see porn and all this. And then all over the walls is I love pizza, 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 and all this stuff about Italian food. And it's there in the magazine. It's there in the newspapers in a bunch of cities. And you're looking at law enforcement bulletins, and then there's bulletins about Texas and New York and all these places where they have the same article put out in the last few months with here's the man that's going to teach your kids about porn and sex. And then there's all this iconography about loving pizza and pizzas and Italian food and sauces all over the walls. And I'm being told by law enforcement that's what's going on. And you've got Salon. You've got the New York Times. You've got HBO, Vice, coming out and saying, this man's not a monster. And look how creepy they are. Pull up the pedophiles they show. They go, this is a man's a pedophile. He lusts after your four-year-old daughter. They show video of him lusting over little girls. And they go, he's not bad. You're bad. See, it's the final thing is to put it in your face, to shove it. Can you guys put back on screen, though, the InfoWars version of it? Yeah, Salon deletes articles defending pedophilia from site. But put up the InfoWars version of the Daily Mail article I'm about to cover, if you can, that we had on this TV here in a minute, because I want to show it. Because the individual is wearing a Disney symbol of the mouse ears, of Mickey Mouse with a rainbow on it. And I was told by law enforcement that that symbol is what they use to show what they are and what they're doing along with a few others. So let's go to the InfoWars.com version of this one. There it is. Now, I was told this and almost went public 3 weeks ago with this. But I said, I'm going to wait. And law enforcement said, just watch. Boom. Now this happens. And again, this is one of the many people and symbols I was directed to look at in a network that is reportedly mainlining this into the culture. They are the vanguard of the whole NAMBLA movement that the UN accepts to normalize a 50-year-old man coming and taking your 6-year-old daughter or son out for a date. And if the child wants to do it, they do it. But they're brainwashed at school. It's a great thing to do. They promise them credit cards, candy, whatever. Head of prominent charity, this is the Daily Mail breaking, that campaigns against child abuse, is arrested for trying to arrange to rape multiple children as young as 2. And there he is. What is the symbol? It's a rainbow children's symbol. Well, because it's okay, see, if it's gay, they're liberating the young 2-year-olds. You see, it's, well, what's that saying? What is a rainbow about? It's saying any type of sex is fine. Well, then why is it a child symbol? But see, we're so accepting, and you say, well, we're going to teach kids about sex so they're open. Well, then let them teach them anything. Let them teach them they're another gender, any of it. And this is going on in health departments, in school health classes all over the country, and they do news articles showing the men that teach your boys and girls that porn's good, that all this stuff, and if you think it's good or bad, they're sexualizing your children. Joel Davis, 22, was arrested in New York on Tuesday on child abuse charges. The head of the charity that campaigns against sexual violence has been arrested in New York for child pornography and allegedly trying to meet with children as young as 2 for sex. Just like at Penn State, it was a children's charity with already raped kids, so no one would believe them. And then all these rich people would come and stay at the school in these facilities to, quote, mentor the children. Ugh. and the Democrat arm of the FBI was involved in the charity. You don't even get at the top of the FBI now if you don't rape little kids. And by the way, who's the number to get in the club? Notice, 2 years old. Oh, the child consented, I'm sure. Depleting everywhere. So, all I'm telling you is, you know why I'm losing sleep, man? Because I know I've been given everything, okay, that Trump knows, okay, about this. And let me tell you something. I'm ashamed of this country. I love America, but I'm ashamed. We've probably got 30 million pedophiles in the country, and now they've got women for the first time roped into it. Women would never do stuff like this in history. Maybe one out of a thousand pedophiles would be a woman. Now they've gotten women through seeking out power, they believe, that are like the new burgeoning thing is that we have women torturing kids and raping. Killing them. Hell, it just came out last week. Murdering little girls. Torturing them for Satan. And it's the people running the children's charities. That's who they are.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist close to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, a year and a half after it should have been done, Trump has finally set a date for meeting with Putin. That has now been announced. Raquel Thelen has the article on Infowars.com. The date has not been announced, but the date has been set. Breaking Russia's says time and date set for Trump-Putin meeting. I think we have this first, because I was just watching Fox News 20 minutes ago. They were still talking about Bolton over in Russia, and the date hadn't been set. But the Russians say it has been set. And we've got the article up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. More on that. Okay, so... of course, this individual who runs a children's charity to stop the raping of children and who tries to stop the abuse of children who want to become transgender. So he wants to talk to your five-year-old and tell him about sex. It's a, oh, I'm a transgender expert. Let me talk to your kid about sex. Anybody else walks over at the park and does that, you break their jaw. You call the police. A pervert came over here, officers. But, oh, there he is in a photo on his own Facebook, a Hillary campaign member. How surprising is that? In fact, I said during the break, because I didn't see they had it up on screen, or I said, look into his Facebook, 1,000%. He is a Hillary minion, because Hillary leads the pedophile army. And I'm not just saying that, literally. And yeah, they say I'm fearless. I'm not fearless. And scroll over. That's not him. He's over on the other side. Yeah, there it is. There he is. Yeah. I mean, these are some interesting people that campaign for Hillary. They've all got their different reasons. They're not all into this type of stuff. But at its heart, there is the obsession with children. The obsession with taking control of the youth, kind of like Melissa Harris Perry said on MSNBC, your children belong to the state. The family is bad because they got a new family. Head of prominent charity that campaigns against child abuse, this is the Daily Mail, arrested for trying to arrange the rape of multiple children as young as two. And see, that's the perfect cover we found, just like they caught Hillary in Haiti and her own aides get convicted, trying to ship kids out, and a bunch of them disappear. And now the Democrats had it under Obama, where for 3 years, kids wouldn't even be checked. They were just put on anybody's truck or bus they wanted and disappeared. And even the Washington Post admits tens of thousands are missing, hundreds have been found dead, many of them in sex trafficking. But see, Trump wants to hurt the children. Joel Davis, 22, was arrested in New York on Tuesday on child sex abuse charges. The head of the charity that campaigns against sexual violence has been arrested in New York for child pornography and allegedly trying to meet with children as young as two for sex. Good God. I'll volunteer if he's convicted to pull the lever. Joel Davis, 22, is accused of trying to set up sexual encounters between himself and young children, as well as soliciting an undercover FBI agent to send sexually explicit videos of minors. And it goes on that he did it all for months and months. The New Yorker was arrested on Tuesday on child sex abuse and child pornography charges. Child sex abuse, God almighty. Davis is the chairman of the International Campaign to Stop Rape and Gender Violation and Conflict. Yeah, I got to get into those war zones. got those UN planes, famously, I mean, thousands of articles and trafficking kids everywhere. God, he's right in the middle of it. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Fits the perfect profile. He's a chairman of the International Campaign to Stop the Rape and Gender Violence in Conflict, an organization devoted to ending sexual violence. Well, I'm sure the two-year-olds, according to NAMBLA, gave their consent, right? But notice, I was told by law enforcement, this symbol and others about children and the rainbow, because the rainbow's about sex with who you want, now in their system, and it's, oh, it's cute, and he's letting you know. He's letting you know, there's the symbol, right there. But don't criticize it, you're against gay people. Because see, if a man wants to rip, you know, the insides out of your two-year-old son, it's love when the North American man, boy, love association says it's just love, right? And so this is the coming out now, you see, in Salon, in HBO, in Vice, in the New York Times about pedophilia is not a bad thing. It's love. It's loving with your children. And you know, just how beautiful your 4 or 5 year old girl is. And they put this out there like it's a great thing. Prosecutors say despite his involvement in the organization, Davis exchanged text messages with undercover agents over the course of several weeks earlier this month. And they're so satanically possessed, they can't help it. I know people that have been exchanging text messages with prominent Democrats that send back and have whole screenshots. I mean, I'll just tell them what we've been going on here. And the Democrats are like, sex with kids is loving. It's no big deal. I mean, it's a cult, people. And they all got that smile, don't they? A smile we talk about. He's going to do it. He's a vampire. He's going to steal that essence. The next best thing to cutting a kid and having him cry for mommy over an hour while a bunch of vampires slice his flesh and drink his blood. That's what they do. They torture the baby. Is it begs. 2 years old, begging for mama. That's their favorite. Too little, they don't get the full horror of the child. The child blacks out. But 2, 3, it's the favorite. And don't worry, they've got your children because they're liberal. And the ones they can't abort and they can't get you to commit suicide. Is that the subway guy right there? Oh, no, that's Brian Stelter. No, I meant the subway guy. Get the subway guy out there. I'm not saying Brian Stelter is a bad guy. The subway guy, though, he's got the look. He's got the look. Hey, yeah, he's got the look. The soul. Oh, no, it's not Stelter. Come on. Stelter's a good guy. He just rapes the truth. Brian Stelter never hurt anybody in his little life. The 22-year-old allegedly arranged to meet with 9-year-old daughter of one of the undercover agents and with a purported 2-year-old daughter of the officer's girlfriend. He allegedly went into detail the text messages about the sexual activities he intended to engage in with children. Prosecutors say Davis repeatedly asked the undercover agents to take naked and sexually explicit pictures and videos of the children and to send them to him. And of course, it turns out he's a big diplomat with Oxford and the UN. Of course he is. Following his arrest, Davis allegedly admitted to officers that he had abused a 13-year-old boy in the past and that he kept child porn images on his phone. And it goes into what he wanted to do to the kids. Having started an organization to push for the end of sexual violence, Davis displayed the highest degree of hypocrisy by his alleged attempts to sexually exploit multiple minors, FBI Assistant Director Charles William Sweeney Jr. said. As if it wasn't repulsive enough, Davis allegedly possessed and distributed utterly explicit images of innocent infants and toddlers being sexually abused by adults. Davis faced Manhattan federal court. It goes on from there. Davis started an organization devoted to stopping sexual violence while allegedly engaging in the implicit behavior of sharing explicit images of infants engaging in sexual activity. Davis also allegedly solicited an undercover officer with whom he thought was willing to participate to send sexually explicit videos of her 9-year-old daughter and 2-year-old baby. The conduct goes on from there. And they run your schools, and they run your local sex ed. And they're going to put little rainbow Disney pins on.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we've got the news being announced that Trump is going to meet with Putin. Russia says the date's been set. The story's on InfoWars.com. We've got just a bunch of other incredibly important news breaking here on the economy, on the left calling for riots and violence all over the country. And now they admit their plan for civil war that we got the Soros documents in January. And I kept telling people they're planning this. They even got Blue City police departments in the documents where they're going to let Antifa try to trigger confrontations that lead to a wider conflagration. And clearly Charlottesville was a beta test of that. Real people were fighting each other, but it was triggered by paid agitators. And so we're in a very, very serious time here trying to stabilize the country. The same stuff's going on in Europe, but we're joined for the next 30 minutes by a very well-known, respected former Secret Service agent, Gary Byrne. He has written several best-selling books. The latest is Secrets of the Secret Service, The History of an Uncertain Future of the U.S. Secret Service. And he has now filed, there's an article from the Western Journalism Center. There's stories up on InfoWars.com. There's articles up on Zero Hedge about it. Ex-Clinton Secret Service agent files conspiracy charges against Hillary, Bill, and Podesta. And I love how the mainstream media spun it and said, there's no such things as conspiracy. What are there, tens of thousands of conspiracy charges filed federally every year? I mean, conspiracy is just two or more people deciding that they're going to get together and collude. Look at the paper plate. Look at the WikiLeaks. Look at the conspiracy at the Justice Department to frame Trump when he was a candidate. It's all 1,000, I keep saying 1,000%, it's above 110%. It's totally from every angle confirmed a conspiracy. And so thank God he's doing this, because I see it as the cavalry. I've said on air, people that have a claim, people that have standing, man, Soros and the globalists are suing anybody that isn't anti-American. Anybody that just wants to have prosperity and racial unity and libertarian, they are just, Soros has financed 20 lawsuits against you. We've gotten 10 thrown out. But, I mean, it is just hellish what he's doing. And so thank God people like our next guest, Gary Byrne, are taking action. He's Gary Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, author, on Twitter, at Gary Byrne Author, official, GaryByrne.com. And he joins us. He's a veteran Secret Service officer at the Clinton White House, served in federal law enforcement for nearly 30 years in the U.S., Air Force, Security Police, Uniform Division, Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal. I should just go on and on. While serving Secret Service, Officer Gary protected Bill Clinton and the first family in the White House. You know, Bongino's come on many times, and he was a senior guy. That he said, it's worse than you know. I'm like, worse than Alex Jones? He said, he goes, yeah, it's worse. And then, you know, his house gets broken into and a bunch. He gets threatened, so he doesn't come back on anymore. The point is that you cannot underestimate how bad these people are. And I think Gary and like one other FBI agent are the only, of course, they get audited and harassed and everything else has now come out in the news today, that you had McCain's people involved with the Democrats harassing everybody. So I'm in the club of being harassed and attacked. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm a hero. I'm just saying people don't know what they do when you go up against them. But I got to tell you, I get real satisfaction of what I've paid going after the Clintons for 20-plus years, being fired off radio, being boycotted, being audited, then having them try to destroy my family, having them put PIs on me, all this, to now see them falling is just feeling like I'm getting a bully off my chest. It's not even satisfaction. It's like you ever like kind of run out of air and you're 100 feet under diving, you kind of get to the top breathless, you had to go up too quick because you didn't have time to decompress. You ever done that? But still, you get the air, and it feels like you've been reborn. I feel like I'm being strangled, and I'm starting to get air. How do you feel, Gary?
I feel exactly like that, to be honest with you. I'm grateful. First of all, Alex, it's great to be on your show again, and thank you for the time that you provided for me before and now. I feel very grateful that this lawsuit is coming forward. You know, it took a while to put it together, and basically you described it exactly how it is. It's not, you know, my attorney, who was the same attorney, one of the attorneys who helped me during the original Bill Clinton impeachment scandal, he came to me and said, you know, well, I'm watching what's going on. They're defaming you and slandering you, and I don't care that they're hurting your feelings. What I care about is they're using these criminal methods that they always use. You know, he said it's racketeering, Gary. They are bullying these news agencies, and we know now, Alex, that the retired Secret Service Agents Association got its talking points from the Secret Service, which means that a government agency basically conspired with a former president, a campaign, a foundation, George Soros, this whole group. They conspired to give them information that they could then spin in negative ways about me.
Which is what Nixon got removed from office for not even getting caught doing, but lying about, but on a much bigger scale. So this is cut and dry.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we have a lot of hurdles, but we are moving forward. We started a crowdfunding page. My attorney feels very confident. His complaint is 210 pages. It's goes into depth with everybody who's involved and what they did and how they harassed us and basically how they kept myself from making a living. And again, it's not about money. It's what they did and how they did it.
But it is about money, because if they ruin people that tell the truth and ruin people that stand up, it scares others. So this is a war. People, they try to strangle you. It's what they do.
No, you're exactly right, Alex. The thing of it is, don't get me wrong, I'm not numb to fear, but I've been in law enforcement for a long time. I mean, you know, I was in the Secret Service for 12 years. I was in an air marshal for the last 13 years, from 2003 to 2016. You know, basically being an air marshal is sitting on a plane waiting for somebody to get up and try to cut your head off. So I know how to deal with the stress and the pressure. And, but, you know, everybody has their limits. And now it's time, you know, if Hillary Clinton and her group is so smart, and the reason that they lost the election wasn't because they were incompetent, let's get her in court. Let's see what she has to say. Let's see how many times she denies knowing anything about it, or can't remember, or can't recall. And you know this as well as I do, Alex, because you're a great historian on this criminal enterprise that the Clintons seem to be. And so let's get some of these people in the court and see what they have to say.
Absolutely. We're going to break in a few minutes, but I want to go back to what you witnessed when you were there. But and now what we've seen since then, and then the same tactics they're using as anybody that stands up to them. But just recapping what your suit gets into, what they did to you.
Yeah, so basically what they did was through their methods, they sent people out to intimidate me in a couple book signings. They then, in the very beginning, actually when the book came out, they put so much pressure on other news channels not to have me on. The only ones, the people that stood up to them and had me on and gave me my fair time to talk and tell the truth was Fox and radio shows like yourself, TV shows like yourself, because everybody else blinked. Even a very famous shock jock who's been around for years told our PR people that there was so much pressure put on that they would never have me put on, and they actually sounded scared. And this is the kind of methods that they use. These are mafia tactics, you know.
Sure, it's violating your free speech and trying to embargo you.
Exactly.
Hell,
exactly.
CNN says they openly tried to get YouTube to ban me, and they went and got my book deal killed, even though I can get another one. The point is that it's total racketeering.
No, absolutely. And another good example of it is, a lot of your viewers might have seen this, when the book first came out, you know the TV show The View with Joy Behar?
Yes.
Well, I guess Joy volunteered to be the talking point to slam me. And she spoke 2 days in a row on that show about my book when it first came out. And, of course, they were very negative. They slammed me. They called me a liar. And they repeated everything that Media Matters and David Brock were putting out there. Now, that information, the way they, you know, she was reading off of index cards, Alex, and that information, that came from the Secret Service or a former Secret Service person.
Which, again, violated your privacy and violated federal laws on information. I mean, you're the expert, but I know that violates law.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. You notice that every other talk show host, which is great, from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, to you name it, is talking about civil war and globalist plans to overthrow the country and the UN directing hundreds of millions of people into Europe to collapse at their own emissions. And people are like, Alex, I'm getting all these calls. Why aren't you covering it? Because we told you 20 years ago. And it's not that I'm that smart. I read what Soros and Peter Sutherland, who died this year, and the UN said. And I knew they were powerful billionaires, and I knew they meant business. So, yeah, the mainline GOP now gets it. The Democrats are going into full weatherman terrorist mode. You're going to have cops shot this summer. You're going to have bombings. You're going to have it all. I mean, it's already happening. And it's going to get bad. But what we're hitting at here is the counterstrike. I mean, look, I'm not even looking for Soros this. And Bloomberg. Soros backs personal injury lawsuits in market with 20% returns. He just backs all these lawyers in all these frivolous stuff. And what does it do? Where'd he make his hundreds of billions? Betting against economies and crashing them and destroying pension funds. And then the Young Turks and CNN all worship him. And then he quarterbacks as the private intelligence agency with his son, who's in the documents trying to fund race riots in the country. And where are the indictments? And God help us, I mean, you can't even make up how bad they are. It is incredible. But somebody's filing suit against them. And again, this idea, there are thousands of people listening right now who don't know that you're being sued as your business because of Soros. I mean, let me say, I don't give him unnatural powers. But it's like, I think he appears in a ball of smoke or something like the devil. The guy, every time we turn over a rock or investigate something, it's not even hiding. It's him. And he's the one in the WikiLeaks saying we're going to have the UN take over the internet and censor all nationals and kick them off. And then that didn't happen. So now they're in charge of the template that the EU's putting in and that Google's put in to censor everybody and shadow ban everybody. And then I'm sitting there explaining it to the White House last week to senior people. And they literally don't understand it all. So, man, I tell you, it's just crazy, but it's good to see people waking up. And we're joined right now. We're going to take your calls the next hour and get to a lot more by a Secret Service agent who has been through a lot dealing with all of this. And the article is the Western Journalism Center, the great folks at WorldNet Daily. Ex-Clinton Secret Service agent files conspiracy charges against Hillary, Bill, Podesta, Soros, the whole stinking lot. And it just goes into it all. But well, we got like 8 minutes left here, and I appreciate you coming on with us. What do you think is most important to impart to people? I think these folks are dug in, but they're on their heels. And we've all sacrificed so much. And the average American doesn't know how much they've paid just because of these people and how they have this anti-American system they admit. And at every level, if it's bad, you catch Soros and the Clintons behind it. And selling us out to this communist Chinese, that's coming out in the news about Comey. I mean, where did they, or is it America so open they've exploited that? Is it that they hate America or that we're just wide open so we were the most prime target?
Yeah, they're taking advantage of our open system, absolutely. That may be not be what they started out to do, but it's clearly what they've been doing for the last 25 or 30 years. And again, you know, my lawsuit is to try to bring that out into the public. I mean, this is you know, there's not many civilian RICO suits out there. We're purposely doing it in a way to in the District of Columbia court to try to give us the best chance of it moving forward. Alex, if we get to the point of discovery of evidence, that will be a big deal. And you know, you've hit the nail on the head. You know, I don't know exactly who told these news agencies at the time of my first book not to have me on, but I'm pretty sure. Well, we do know. We know it was the Clinton. We do know that the Clinton people called them and put so much pressure on them. And then these same people are the people that gave Joy Behar her talking points that they had gotten, like I mentioned before, from either somebody in the Secret Service or that wasn't the Secret Service, who either lied or was incompetent and didn't know really what happened.
So, well, they admit Joy Behar is a direct conduit. Soros, Podesta, all of them, even a lot of the comedy shows admit they get their orders directly from it. And they're all organized to lie about you and then release your private info out of your file, twisted. Yeah, that is definitely the definition of racketeering. Why don't you describe what racketeering is for people that don't know?
No, exactly. So if we get to the point of discovery and when this moves forward, this will be great. And it will take some time, but we'll be able to show the spider web or tentacles of what they are doing and see if we can get somebody held accountable. What I want is my day in court. I want my day in court, and I want these people that I work with and protected to stand there and have to explain how what I said wasn't true. You know, how is it that I couldn't have seen what I saw when I was subpoenaed six times by the Starr investigation? And eventually Supreme Court Justice Rehnquist ordered me to testify or go to jail. I did everything I could, the correct thing at the time to protect them. And then, you know, when I come out to tell my side of the story and the truth, they slander me. They have this. They just fit me right in with the rest of their conspiracy that's going on. You know, with slandering people and
bottom line, when people like Bongino say Obama's worse than you know, worse than you can say, without, there's a lot of it, you know, they come after you. You're not supposed to get into a lot of it, but just what you can tell people is in a snapshot. I mean, because I've talked to people that knew him well, and other people have gone public, FBI people as well. Right. Throwing fits, breaking things, screaming, yelling, biting the carpet, defiling things, crack pipes, mouse say tongue stuff on Christmas trees, just really mentally ill, sick stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want to, I see we have about 3 minutes. I want to. When you interviewed me the first time...
Well, we got more time. We'll go into the next hour, too, but just keep going.
Sure. You interviewed me for the first book, Crisis of Character. And while we were talking, you brought up about the Chinese generals coming to visit the Clinton administration. And that was one of the things that I purposely didn't write about because I felt like I would be stepping on a landmine. But when you brought it up, I wish you could have seen the look on my face. I mean, I was stunned because you had it nailed. And I'm gonna
brother, I had the Clintons call me when I was 25 years old and offer to hire me to not cover it. And I was on one radio station.
Yeah.
So believe me, I knew that it was on target.
Yeah. So what happened was one morning I came into work and the technical services division called me at my post right outside the Oval Office and said, look at the schedule. Do you see those Chinese businessmen? And I said, yes. He goes, they're not. They're Chinese generals. There's five of them. They'll be dressed in suits. We know they're coming in. If they go anywhere out of the norm, in other words, if they go out of the Oval Office and go anywhere in the complex, please write it down. And I said, okay, no problem. And so these guys showed up at the Northwest Gate. They had some trouble getting in because they had bags that they didn't want x-rayed and so anyway, they did come in. It did happen. And then the reason I talk about it now is because one of the things that the Clinton campaign, his second campaign, eventually had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars of fines for was this scandal with taking money, illegal money from the Chinese, either people, corporations, or individuals, which is kind of all one and the same. So you nailed it. I'm sorry I was uncomfortable about talking about it at the time, but if you could have seen inside my head when you were talking about it, it was hilarious.
Well, they had a senior member of the Democratic Party in Texas who was in the legislature call me when I just played the clip off C-SPAN because nobody covered it, and I talked about it some, and it was damage control. I'm sure they were calling a lot of folks, and they offered me a job, all this other stuff, and I just said, no way, I'm going to put it back on. Then I aired it the next week. Then they moved to fire me, and then I got physically attacked in a parking lot. And then I had people put stuff in my gasoline, and I didn't back off at that point, but then it went away. I've experienced the Clintons, but imagine the web of power they had, that I was some dude with a local access TV show and a popular radio show, and I guess by then I was doing a shortwave show too, but this is like 97, 98. And they had their people literally offering to hire me for the Democratic Party if I would just shut up. That just shows their tentacles.
Yeah. So now we fast forward all these years, and Bill Clinton's not in office, so we can't scrutinize him like we did. And he's sitting on this huge pile of cash, which is the Clinton Foundation. And in some ways, they're more dangerous than ever. And this is the way I see it.
All right, let's come back and do five more minutes because I want to ask where you think this is going. Strzok is testifying in secret right now. I saw him all smart-ass walking in about 3 hours ago. And just what it's like to know there's this cabal of people up there that covered up for her, and then they're going after Trump, and there's literally nothing but a bimbo getting paid off a decade or so ago. I mean, it's just crazy.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.